Welcome to Shomar Shov on the Daf. We're holding him in Nochas Daf Chovov. The Gemara Amud Beis brings the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan that says that when does the kmitzo matir the mincha? When does the kmitzo become effective? Mishitatzis ha'ur beruboy. When the fire catches on the majority of the kmitz. And besides Bava Kamar and Perik Beis, the Muki Yosef brings a famous question. There is a mandomer that says, Ishoi Mishum Chitzov, which means we look at the fire as it is considered to be like a chetz, like an arrow. Meaning it's considered to be as if he is doing it. That's why it's considered to be Odom Hamazik, as if the person himself is going with the fire and burning Payadai Mamish. So ask the Muki Yosef, how do you light candles on Erev Shabbos? When you light candles on Erev Shabbos, if it's Isha Mishum Chitzov, the fire continues to light on Shabbos. So it's considered to be that a person is lighting the candle on Shabbos itself. How can you light candles and have Shabbos and let it continue being lit on Shabbos? So he answers in Muki Yosef, the same way when a person sends an arrow, he's mechuyav on sending the arrow, on the time that he shot the arrow. That's when all the chiyuv begins. So also, when a person lights a candle or lights fire, everything is there in the beginning. So whatever is going to happen later is considered to be that already was there in the beginning. It's as if he finished everything he did already the first time, the first shot of the arrow at the beginning of lighting the fire. So many bring the question on the Nimuki Yosef. If that's how you treat fire, that's how you treat lighting candles, how do you light candles on Erev Shabbos? How do you light Hanukkah candles on Erev Shabbos? If it's considered to be that everything was done in the beginning, so the Hanukkah candles were lit too early. The Ikar time of Adloko is at night, and here he's lighting in the day because of Erev Shabbos. So Bishop, without the Muki Yosef, I would say he's lighting it early, but it's continuing to be lit during Shabbos on the time where it's supposed to be lighting at night. But according to the Muki Yosef, everything is happening in the beginning. So how are you? Do you fulfill the mitzvah of Neres Chanukah? So at Tzvi Pesach Frank in his Sefer Shut Heretzvi Chelak Beis Simel Kuf Yud Zayin, he answers what many say that there's two different inyonim. There's two different points over here. There is the action done by the Adam, and there is the action that's being actually performed by the item. The Adam did everything that he was supposed to do. So all the chiyuvim, all the obligations, any nezek, any damage that he causes is already there in the beginning. But the actual fire did not light until later. The fire was burning later. Like the arrow was being shot and continued to move later. Just his pe'ula is done in the beginning and includes in there all the chiyuvi that can come with it. So legabe, the actual lighting of the candles, he's doing Erev Shabbos, not Shabbos, because he did whatever he's supposed to do early. But the candles themselves are being lit on Shabbos. The cheftze itself is continued to be there, that you can't ignore the fact that it's actually lighting on Shabbos. Says there, Tzvi, I'll bring you a raya from the Gemara and Menachas Daf Chovav. Because who's the one who says Isha Mishum Chitzov, the fire is considered to be like an arrow? That's Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says the Gabe Koimitz, that is not considered to be, that's not Bati the Bircha, Achit Tatzita Urberubo, until the fire catches on the majority of the Koimitz. How can you say that according to the Muki Yosef? But according to Muki Yosef, when you light the fire, so according to Mandom Isha Mishum Chitzov, everything is happening in the beginning. So when you put fire in the Koimitz, why do you have to wait for the fire to burn the majority of the kaimitz? Right away in the beginning, everything was already finished. You see, from here, Araya, there's a difference between the person lighting, his maisa, was considered what he did, and the actual burning of the kaimitz itself. That comes only later. It's a gevaldik Araya from our sukya. And he continues to bring another Araya from our daf. Because of Shlomo Kluger, in his Hilchos Chanukah, he brings a question, in the Muki Yosef, another question from our daf. Because the Gemara learns that how do you know you could put things in the Mizbeach and let them stay the entire night? You're learning from the Pasuk, Zois Torah Sa'ilu Riba. Why do you need a Pasuk for that? If the fire caught on to the items at the beginning, before nightfall, so it's considered to be that everything happened before. So why do you need a Pasuk that you can leave in the Mizbeach later? So I answer the Tzvi Pesach Frank in the same way. The Adam did everything before, but the items need to be burned as well. I would think you cannot allow items to be burned after nightfall, even though the Odom did everything before. So for that, you need a special pasuk. And he adds one more he'ara that people, that Achroni bring on the Muki Yosef, for the Gemara in Tainis that says that Tisha B'Av, which should have been on Yud B'Av, because that's when the main fire happened. So ask the Acharim and the Ruki Yosef, according to the Ruki Yosef, always go based on the beginning. So if the beginning of the fire was Tisha B'Av, so they're very right that we have Tisha B'Av on the 9th of Av. Says Rav Tzvi Pesach, the same answer. The Avelus is on the actual burning of Beis HaMikdash. That happened on Yud B'Av. The fact that the lighting of the fire started before and all the chiyuvim came before, that's on the Adam that lit it, not on the Chavtza that's being burned. Anyone who wants to join and sponsor the Shomach Shava Shirim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.